Tales tell of a spinner who spins fates like thread, and speak of her in whispered tones of pious dread, whose simple shears cut across the years between the living and the dead. Yet despite those words of warning, let the wise beware, that soul may find instead a source of comfort there, who understands that a spinner's hands must work with patient, loving care. Every inch of this thread passed between my lady's fingers, from distaff to spindle, from bobbin to ball, be it bulky or fine, every fiber is mine, and my lady's fair fingers have twisted it all. Sometimes I close my eyes and watch her sit and spin, and I see her hands have guided me through thick and thin, and her tenderness unties the tangled mess I all too often wind up in. And as my days take shape beneath her nimble grip, I know that every now and then a slub will slip. As she drafts me out, I place my days of doubt in the keeping of her craftsmanship. Every inch of this thread passed between my lady's fingers, from distaff to spindle, from bobbin to ball, be it bulky or fine, every fiber is mine, and my lady's fair fingers have twisted it all. And I hope and believe she will take it and weave a web that wears warm in all weathers. And although it may fray the twist of fate, don't we say, no, the twist is what holds it together. For every ounce of yarn was once an ounce of fluff, and if our fates are fashioned from the self-same stuff, it must surely be by that same alchemy that we can be so soft and yet so tough. For spinning tales like yarn is still a kind of spell, and if this yarn is one that she delights to tell, then when it ends, I hope that you, my friends, will say that it was twisted well. Every inch of this thread passed between my lady's fingers, from distaff to spindle, from bobbin to ball, be it bulky or fine, every fiber is mine, and my lady's fair fingers have twisted it all.